Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen.
And we also have a guest host today, friend to the show. She's been on so many times. We always have a great vibe when she comes, and she always drops jewels, and I believe in everything she's doing. So, a welcome addition to the show, Nazia.
Hey, Queen. Hey, Hakim. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm glad to have you on, because I don't know. One of three of us get together. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Y'all thought two was bad.
Triple threat. There you go.
So this is one of these shows that I always feel like I'm supposed to get at disclaimer to. You know, we're going to talk about some things that might hurt some people's feelings. We're not going to tell you what you want to hear. We're going to tell you what you need to hear. It's going to be real, raw, uncut, and it is what it is, because what do we do on this show? We deal with reality. So, you know, don't ask a question you don't want the answer to, because you're definitely going to get it. You know, every now and then when we had these shows, I got to throw that disclaimer in there, because I don't want to see those messages, some boo-hoos and them cryings and stuff. And, you know, we are here to help build, elevate, and all that other good stuff. So this is what we do. You know, the people who've been rocking out with us since the beginning of time, we appreciate you, because they know this is what we do. You know, this show is not for the
no doubt.
So.
Exactly. No butt hurts here.
Right. So if y'all got any disclaimers, anything y'all want to say before I let them know what we're talking about, now is the time to do it.
No, I think you covered it for me.
You know me. I'm not here to coddle anybody. Let it rip.
So today on Talk Tuesday, we are talking about single mother or single woman. Know the difference now. This topic came from Nazia's blog, and I do want you to shout out the information to your blog so we can make sure everybody is following it. And, you know, each and every post, so they can get all the information that you're throwing out there. But, you know, she has a blog called Single Mother or Single Woman, Know the Difference, and basically he called it a provoking conversation. I came with his words.
That was the best one for it, I think.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah,
good. So,
I try to keep it clean, Queen. Try to keep it clean.
Okay. Usually I just go through it. But every time I see it, I'm like, okay. Oh, but we're going to be answering questions. We're going to read the comments live on air. We're going to have this conversation, this much-needed conversation. I talk to people about this all the time. which is a big debate, which it should not be a debate. So we're going to basically let y'all know what it is, so it'll be no more debate, hopefully. But you can also call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press one on your telephone keypad to go live with us. All right. Hi, Kim.
Ms. Nazia, you have the floor. Let us know what you were, you know, what was your thoughts behind this blog and what made you go in this direction for this topic?
Good question. Thank you. So the big debate, you know, I've been a single mother for almost 21 years now. And, you know, just in passing or in conversations that you may have with other women, and you hear them proclaiming that they're a single mother as if it's a badge of honor, when you know that they have the support of their child's father. Although they may not be living in the same home, although they may not be in a relationship together, but you have the support of your child's father. And it felt like a slap in the face to me, who didn't have the support of my children's father, for someone who does to claim it as if it's a badge of honor to say, you know, I'm a single mother. I almost felt like she spit in my face. Are you serious? Like, how dare you? You know, that's not, you don't want to trade places with me on my best day. Not go there, sis. You know, so it was one of them things. I said, no, I can't. So I had to address it. And, you know, now that I'm an author, I use my pen to address issues that bother me now.
Nice.
Yes, I 100% agree. That's the issue, and I tell people time and time again, if you can pick up the phone or send a text message and say, oh, your son or your daughter needs A, B, C, and D, well, this is the cost for this, let's split this, or, you know, coming to pick up your child, or even down to the part where you have an issue that you're dealing with and you got to get your child or your children in line and both parents come together,
yes,
you know, and figure it out. You are not a single mom. You're a single woman. Me, myself, I'm a single woman as a single mom because I'm 100% responsible for my children's emotional, physical, and financial support.
Yes.
You know, no help from their dad. So, I agree with you when you say when somebody, just because they aren't dating or living with or they're pissed off or not screwing anymore, boom, they want to label themselves as a single mom or not. And it's a whole another topic for the ones who, just because you're mad, now all of a sudden your father, the father's a deadbeat because y'all not on that page no more.
Yeah,
you're not getting exactly what you want. Yes. And so you're co-parenting and you're splitting the responsibilities. And I'm not saying sometimes people aren't splitting it 50-50, but you still have some type of assistance in your co-parenting. You are not a single mother.
Exactly.
You're a single woman. And so I don't know what people's confusion is, but for some reason, it seems to be time and time again over decades, some confusion about whether they're a single woman or a single mom.
Exactly. I think a lot of women feel as though if they're not, like I said, in a relationship with the father, or if they have the children, like you said, majority of the time, if it's split 60-40 or whatever have you, they have this assumption that, oh, now I'm a single mother. No, no, sweetie. If you can, like you said, Vi, if you can pick up the phone and call your child's father and say, hey, I have to work and they have a dentist appointment, can you? Or, you know, that I have to take them to camp or pick them up from camp, can you? If you can tag them in, if they're getting every other weekend visit, if you're getting child support on top of whatever ins and outs throughout the day or week or month that you may need, because they live with you, you are not a single mother. Like you said, Vi, you are co-parenting. Like when you have another, when your man has another woman and y'all co-wives, y'all do it together, right? If you're doing something together with someone else, you're co-parenting. You're not single. You can't be a single anything if you have the support of someone else. It's not grammatically correct. It just doesn't make sense. You know, make it make sense. It's like, you know, so it was offensive. It was offensive. I mean, I had my oldest daughter when I was 19 years old, and although I've had the assist from other people, family members, friends, you know, their fathers were never or very little in the picture. For example, my oldest daughter, she lived with her father for 9 months when she was about 12 or 13, I think it was. And even when she was living with him, I still was providing financially. How does that work, right? But that was the case, you know. And all of my other children, you know, they haven't been. I can't call them and say, you know, they need this or they're struggling at school with this. Can you talk to them? Like, you know, when my children were being bullied at school, I couldn't call their father and say, hey, they had a bad day at school. You know, can you, you know, talk to them? If I had to work and my children had events at school and I couldn't go, they had no one there to show up. I couldn't tag someone else in and say, hey, I have to work, you know, and they have an event at school. Can you go? I didn't have anyone to do that with. So if you have that, then you're not a single mother. And it's offensive to the ones who are a mother 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. It's very offensive to someone who doesn't get a break, who has to maneuver their work schedule around their children's events. I had to work around what my children needed. I couldn't just take any old shift and say, okay, well, their dad will pick them up from school or their dad will take them to school. I couldn't do that. It was a situation where if I didn't do it, it didn't get done. So right. It's a very offensive to someone, you know, when they see you having the support of your children's father, whether it be financially, emotionally, and or physically. And if you have all of those together, then it's really offensive because it's like, how dare you? And I want someone to challenge me and trade places with me. I want you to. You wouldn't survive a day in my shoes. I have four girls. One is about to be 21, one is 17, and she's pregnant, so I'm about to be a Gigi. I have a 12-year-old who's about to be 13, and I have a 9-year-old. And I've been doing it for 21 years by myself without the support of their fathers. Now, I have had support from my aunts and my uncles and my family members and people like that. I wasn't completely alone, but they didn't have their fathers. So that was the difference, you know, so... Yeah. It's offensive. It burns my biscuits, to be perfectly honest.
hey, listen, you want to know who it really is offensive to? The dad. Because I'd be damned if I buy these boys summer clothes, I bought the shoes, the sneaks, the boots, the clothes, and all you did was put some microwave meals in his belly, and I am being told that you are a single mother? Well, what the hell? My receipt say something different.
Not the microwave dinner.
Some damn hot pockets and oodles and noodles, and I'm sitting here, $200 sneakers. You know, yeah. And, you know, my middle son is wearing size 14. So, but it's definitely understand what y'all are saying, but speaking up for the dads, it's offensive to us too, because.
Yeah.
If we're contributing and we're doing our part, we don't, I mean, we're not even talking about the time at all, just financially, right? It's kind of hard for a woman to take that on. Oh, I'm a single mother. Well, the income that's going to the child is plural. So, because we're both putting into this kid, you know? So I just had to throw my little two cents out there on behalf of the fellas. And we're going to see him. Be quiet about this, guys.
I appreciate that because that's something that we don't. I know I didn't think about whether the men who actually do, and then the women claim to be single mothers if they were offended. I only assume, but thanks for that input.
Yeah, that's why I love this show because it's both sided. Like we get the male and the female perspective. Like I said, this never has been a show like people thought it was going to be, how they wanted it to be, some people, where they wanted to be a men ain't shit party. You, everybody know I'm an equal opportunity destroyer. Ain't nobody off limits, no matter, you know, your sexuality, male or female, like nobody's off limits. For me, anyway, I'm glad that we're able to get the male side before, you know, because we do be having some sensitive men on here that be getting a little butt hurt when I say certain things, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll get over it real quick. They'll get over it real quick. We, you know, we're here to, good.
I'm sorry. I had someone comment when I originally posted the blog who said that the government would, you know, differ with the status. And so I think under those terms, what do you guys think about that? Because if you, according to the government, if you are a single parent home, then you are considered a single mother. They don't take into account whether you have the financial or physical support of your father if he lives outside of the home. So what do you guys think about that?
The government can go to hell because they're not living my life. They're not going to take away from what I'm doing. They don't have to live it. So I beg to differ. You know, this wouldn't be the first time the government got it wrong.
The issue with that is that's a public sector versus private sector issue. Public sector, you know, the government is going to call you single because you're not married. That is a filing status. Whereas the, you know, but once you get back into the real world and you home and you single, you know, you don't have a man, you single. Because think about it, if you do have a man, you're not going to call yourself single. I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I have a man, right? Mm-hmm. Or I have a woman. So it's about the process. The government does look at your status, but the second part to that is when you're doing your taxes, they ask you, did anybody help you take care of this child throughout the years? How many months of the year did you take care of this child?
Mm-hmm.
So they go a little deeper into it. You know what I mean? But you're right. I mean, one is a status and the other one is your social identity. Like, how do you see yourself in this world when it comes to relationships?
Yeah.
So. But, well, have you had any pushback on the side of the single woman? Have you, because this, in many ways, it sounds like a versus where we made it clear now, the single mom deal, the single woman, have you got any of those who don't have kids or they're watching others, like, push back on your thought on this?
I haven't had anyone, what I've gotten from women who didn't have children was that they didn't know that it was a difference. And they kind of thank me for clarifying it because I heard about two or three people told me, and these women didn't have children. They said, well, I didn't know that it was a difference. And yes, it's a difference. So, no, I haven't gotten any pushback from one who doesn't have children other than educating them.
Good.
Yeah. That's the same thing with me. A lot of single women don't know that it's a difference because they're not living it. You know, they just... That's one of the things that's not a concern for them because they don't have to go through it. And only when people have to actually go through it and live through certain things, that's when they see, you know, the difference. I wish one of them would.
Yeah, that's tight. That's
tight. Oh, well, I'm going to send them to y'all then.
That title, single mother or single woman, was to clarify that if you have children and you are not in a relationship with anybody and you're physically taking care of your children, but you have the support of their father, then you're a single woman. You're not a single mother. So I wanted to clarify that, like, it's the difference. You're just single. You're not in a relationship, but you have support when it comes to your children. And because you're not in a relationship with the man who you created children with, doesn't mean that you, that doesn't automatically, you don't just get, you know, grandfathered into the single mother hall of fame. No, you're now just a single woman. You know, and it's I keep saying it's offensive because it is. It offends me because they claim it, they wave it around as if it's a badge of honor. Like, yeah, I'm a single woman. I'm doing this by myself. Almost, you almost want to say, bitch, please. Like, where? Like,
right.
What do you mean?
So you run it back and forth to child support for an increase.
Exactly.
That means nothing. people, I mean, and this goes out. It irks me, like I said, when you have someone that has the support of the father and just things not going their way. Now, oh, I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
And when I say going their way is they're not getting enough, but they're still getting something. They don't agree on what support, and I do the air quotation marks, are supposed to be spent on, or they wish they had more weekends off, you know. I know someone that I got to check all the time when she say she a single mom. You're not, because when I say you get seven days with your child and then he is with his father for 7 days, you're nowhere near a single mom. When you're getting child support on top of that person is splitting all the other bills, which they could just be, he could be a whole prick and say, you only going to get what child support going to get, you know, splitting the responsibilities of picking a child up and all this other stuff. And then a second, he put that thing on clank, clank, and you ain't getting it no more. Now you're a single mom.
Clank, clank.
And it's
clank,
amazing
clank.
Because that's another issue, because the time, you know, it's like I know someone who, and I'm telling you, I know this person by Kim. Y'all gonna think I'm lying, but I'm telling you the truth. They got their children every single weekend and every single Wednesday. So that means the mother had them on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And Sunday afternoon.
Good Lord.
And you talking about he was a single mother, and he was paying child support, and he was picking them up from camp and take. And his children would spend the night with him on Wednesday evening, and he would take them home in the morning so she could take them to school. And he was paying child support to the system, and still giving her money for whatever she asked. Oh, I want to get the kids this. I want to get the kids that. Or I signed them up for this dance class. I signed them up for this camp. I signed them up for this. Can you pay half? And he would do it. And you want to wait around and say that to a single mother? I want to punch her in her face.
I know it. Sometimes
yeah,
you got to snap people back into reality sometimes. You know, you just
really
shaking like a British nanny. I'm telling you, just because.
You know, I just want for the record that as the psychopath on this show, I have not invoked any violence to anybody. It is the two peaceful ladies talking about the smacking and the shaking and the. But you know what though, salute to that brother. Because it's his contributions can't be ignored, shouldn't be ignored.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
If anything, I'd be taking her to court for child support.
Exactly.
Because he's doing the lion's share of the work.
Exactly. And then when he did go to change the custody order to every other weekend, she got an attitude about that. And then, and to take it a step further, she won't even let him claim one of the kids on his taxes.
Oh hell no! Oh hell no! Yeah.
So when I'm telling you, listen. It's like I sit back and you know I hear the sad sob stories and oh he won't do this, but look look at what he is doing.
Right.
Mm, mm,
And here I am sitting here with my kids. I don't know the last time I had a whole entire weekend where I ain't had none of my children. I can't even remember. That's how long it's been. It's been a couple of years, you know. So it's like, come on, like, yo, this is just ridiculous. And then, like Vi said, when it comes to the point where now you're no longer in a relationship, and it takes a step further to say when you get upset with the father, now you want to use the children as pawns. Like you said, Vi, that's a whole different conversation. But I want to touch on it a little bit because it's serious, because that's when they want to claim single mother badge. You know, you mad with him, and now you want to take the child away and then claim single mother. No. He wants to be there. And, it's, you know, it's so funny. I said if I was getting the support from one of my children's fathers, it would take a lot of pressure off of me. And even if you come to an agreement where, okay, if you don't have the money, because, you know, nobody is rich, everybody trying to make it. If you don't have the money, then at least give the time. If my children's father was at least spending the time, and I know there was one situation with my oldest daughter's father, you know, every time he went through an air quote hardship, it was always an excuse about why he couldn't come and get her. And I said, listen, your daughter doesn't care if you live in a rat infested. If you come and get her and take her down the street to get a water ice and take her to the park for a half hour, 45 minutes, she's going to be so happy. Bring her back home. That's all that these children want. They'd rather get time than you push them a bunch of money all the time, because that's just a substitute. If you're not emotionally there for your children, but you give them everything, they're still at a deficit.
Yep, and that's what I try to explain to people all the time. It's not always being a parent is not always financial, because there's so many different parts to it, you know. You could be physically there, emotionally there, mentally there. That's why I'm just saying that some of these people mentally screwed up because they didn't have that type of balance. The long-term term effect that happens when, you know, they have to experience or don't get to experience, I should say, certain things with both parents.
Exactly.
You know, because, and that comes from the parents not being able to grow up and, you know, co-parent like they should, whether it's both parties at fault or one of them. You know, people don't choose to be single moms.
Ooh, say it again. I had to say that to somebody. Listen, let me explain this to you. Mm. I had my youngest daughter. I was 31 or 32, and her father had gotten remarried. And the woman, you know, she came to me and she says, you know, well, you know, can the baby come? No, my daughter cannot, because he has a dissociative identity disorder. And so because he doesn't have control over himself when he's in that state, I'm not putting my daughter in that situation. So she says to me, well, you using her as a pawn. Using her as a pawn. Excuse me? Like, excuse me, what woman in their 30s was found to be a single mother for the fourth time? Like, really? You thought that was you thought that I really wanted to go into this situation and be a single mother for the fourth time in my 30s? No, sweetie. If I walked away from him, that means something was wrong with him. You need to do your research. Like, seriously. Like, that's what we have to stop doing with each other, with women. We have to stop believing everything, and I'm not trying to dog the men out, Hakim. I'm just saying, you have to stop believing everything the man says, because when a man gets with a new woman, you know, he want to cry to woe is me, and, oh, she's keeping my children away from me, and he's doing this, and she won't let me, because you're trying to save face in front of this new woman. But the reality is, sister, you got to look at this other woman and ask yourself, what woman would sign up to single-handedly raise their children by themselves if he's such a good man? Do you know any woman who won't turn down some assistance from a good man, even if it ain't her
man? First of all, do you know your man should be doing, once he hits you with the sob story and, oh, it's her fault and she won't let me, that female, because I'm not even going to call her a woman, that female need to sit down and ask some questions. Okay, what have you done to see your child? Have you been to the court? You know, What are you doing financially, emotionally, mentally, physically? What are you doing on your part? I don't want to hear that, yeah. Oh, she won't let me see him. Well, she took my child away. You know, well, it's the excuses.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question here, the first question
okay.
of the night. This is from Zio Styles. And she asked, so if my boyfriend gives 100, nothing for the next 6 months, and I know he makes way more than me, am I a single woman or am I still a single woman? I'm sorry.
I don't understand
it. Yeah, I didn't understand.
So basically, I guess what it boils down to is how much contribution does a man have to give? Because if he drops 100 1 month, but nothing 6 months later, and then drops another 100, where does she stand with that? Can she still say, hey, I'm still a single woman? Because he did contribute. He's just not contributing consistently and enough. Where do we draw the line with that?
I mean, I guess it depends what else he's doing too as well. So that's what we're trying to say. It's not just one thing that makes you a single mom versus a single woman. It's collectively things. So even though he made very well, and it's unacceptable for one because consistency, huh? If you're able to take care of yourself and do things that you want to do, there's no way you should be giving your child $100 mm-hmm. and think that it's okay to go 6 months without doing anything just simply because, you know, mama got it. That's the bad thing about it.
But,
you know, if he's still picking the child up, he's still, you know, doing other things in other areas, that doesn't mean, see, being a single woman versus a single mom has nothing to do with how well of a job that father are doing or how well they are co-parenting. So that's the difference. He's still contributing. He may be shitty at it, and he needs the people in his corner on his side to push it and push the issue. And if he ain't going to be a man on his own, make him be a man, a consistent, you know, man in all areas, because there's a difference between doing what you can and just doing what you want. You know,
that's true.
So if that man can do it, he should be doing it.
Yeah. I think the inconsistency.
Well, go ahead, Nazim, I'm sorry.
I think the inconsistency, I think, is not cool. Now, if it's an agreement that you guys have, like I'm going to use it as an example, if you know he can't afford it, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to send, you know, our child to camp. I'm going to pay for it, but can you make sure they get there and get home? Then I think that's a fair exchange. So in that scenario, you're not a single mother. You are a single woman, because even though you're contributing 100% financially, you're not having to be there at the same time too. So I think what makes a single woman, in my opinion, would be the 100% or at least 95% of finances and physical and emotional support. And I said in the blog, if you can tag someone else in, if you can say, listen, I need you to show up here because I can't, and you know that he's going to be dependable enough to do that, then you're not a single mother. You're a single woman. The inconsistency of the finances is not cool. Vi, I hate to disagree with you, but I don't agree with making a man do anything, because my whole mentality is this. Even if you grew up and you didn't have your father, because a lot of people want to use that excuse, I ain't had nobody show me how to be a man. Bullshit. Because guess what? You knew as a child what hurt you. You knew what hurt you. You knew what you needed. So if you knew what you needed and you knew what hurt, you know what hurt you, then why would you want to put your child, your seed, someone that comes from you in that same predicament? So it's like you don't have to have a parenting manual. These babies come to us butt naked and hungry, and we got to figure that shit out. So you don't get to say, oh, because I didn't have X, Y, and Z, that I don't know how. You got to learn.
learn trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
If your whole basis is I'm going to be to my child who I needed, and that's the foundation, then that's enough. And you just learn as you go along. So I don't agree with making somebody do anything, because you can't make a man be a man. You can't make a man be a father. You want to.
No, I agree 100%. When I say make, what I mean is, on my part, I'm not going to be with someone that's not going to be a dad to their, you know, to their children.
Absolutely.
Well, a father.
Absolutely.
So that's what I mean by that. So if I went to somebody and he wasn't on his shit before me, you damn sure adore me, and after, he's going to be on his shit.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what I mean when I say mate, because, you know, people going to do what they want to do, no matter how much is drilled in their head, because they know right from wrong. But what I'm saying is, for me, I'm going to be on it.
I'm sorry, Hakim, but you hit kind of home with that one, Vi, because I have a personal experience with that. I had a personal experience. My oldest daughter, her father, he was in a relationship, and the woman that he was with, you know, and I told her, me and her girlfriend had it out, because this was in my younger years when I was a little bit more ratchet. he proposed to her. He proposed to her, and they put it on Facebook. I commented it and said, oh, you can buy diamond rings, but you can't pay child support? That's nice. That's cute, right?
Right.
So her girlfriend chimed in, and, you know, she was coming for me. And I said, listen, I don't respect your friend. And if that's your friend, you need to check her. Because if you can lay with a man and let him play daddy to your daughter and don't require him to be a father to his, then I have no respect for her. And she can go to hell along with him.
All right. Absolutely.
When my daughter got to run into you on the street, and all your other kids hop out the car, including your stepkids, and she wasn't invited, I got a problem with that. When you walk past your daughter and don't say nothing to her, I got a problem with that. So any woman who lays with a man every single night and knows that he has children and does not require him to be a father, but you allow him to play daddy to yours, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm with you on that one. Like, you just hit a funny bone. I'm going to sip my wine at the end and listen to her. Ooh, got my blood boiling.
I got another question. This one is from Ms. Dopeness. Could you ladies define what a single mother is?
A single mom is a woman that has 100% complete responsibility for their child alone, with no help from their father. So that means, you know, like we said, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the financial is all on her. You got two parents, but when that mother is the one that's doing everything with no help from the father, then she's a single mother.
Yeah.
You know, we regardless of what other help she get from the outside, this conversation is about the two parents and whether one is doing everything or they're doing it together. That's the basic of this.
Well, let me ask this, because I remember when I got out of prison, and I was dirt poor, but I made sure I got my kids as much as possible, and any money I did have, I threw at the moms, you know. But I put the time in with them, had them, you know, gave her. You want to go away? Cool, drop them off. You know, I did all that. Is that a contribution that could disqualify the single mom? Because there's some brothers who don't got it, but they're involved. They're getting their kids from school. They're taking them where they need to be. They're doing doctor's appointments. They're doing everything, and mom's flipping the financial end, but dad's taking care of the social, emotional, and all the other side of parenting. Does that qualify?
So she's a single woman. She's not a single mother.
I would disagree. I think that she would be, I think she is, yeah, right, I'm sorry. She would be a single woman. I'm sorry, Vi, yes. Because you're contributing. You are, what you're giving, what you can't give in finances, you're giving that as equally in time. Mm-hmm. So you're there. She has someone that she can tag in and say, hey, can I go to the, I need to go to X, Y, and Z. Can you come and pick them up? Can they stay with you for a week? Listen, when was, Vi, help me, when was the last time you were able to drop your kids off with their dad for a week?
Never.
And say, I'll be back. I'm back.
Never.
Yeah, she's a single woman. She's not a single mother. She's a single woman. So absolutely, if you're contributing, it's not all about money. Now, for those women who think everything is about money, they have another problem. They have another issue, and maybe there need to be another show. But
yes, just like the people who get visitation mixed up with child support, it's two different things. So, yes,
things.
We are going to have another show. We are going to break some stuff down, just period.
Wow.
And that goes back to me saying it's not just – it's doing what you can do. And I might hurt some feelings right now, but, hey, some of y'all know exactly what y'all was getting when you laid down. Now, it's a difference – it's a difference when that person plays the part and was the representative and act like they was going to be all there, or the ones that's the perfect stepdad, but then when it's time for them to be a real dad, they haul ass. That's different. But the ones that knew what they was laying down with, he had so many other kids he wasn't taking care of, he wasn't barely doing anything for you, and then all of a sudden when you get pregnant, you thought that something was going to switch and he was going to treat your child different, not taking away from you as a single mom, because you still got to hold it down and do what you have to do. But at the same time, I mean, he has a repeat in history.
You
so don't just,
life.
Don't, yes, so don't label, don't. Well, you're going to still label him because a deadbeat's a deadbeat, but don't act like it's so bad because it's done to you when you was aligned, when you was with him and aligned with him to do it to his other children either. Yeah.
Well, I can't help y'all on some of this stuff. I'm trying here. I'm getting clowned because I've been told I'm over here quiet like a neutered puppy. I can't relate to some of the stuff y'all dudes out here doing. I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't. If you know that you are not putting in the work for the kids, you know you're not putting in some kind of value into the upbringing and the safety and the well-being of your child, you can't get mad if you get chewed up. You can't get mad about it. You know, you deserve to be, it's up to me, you'll all be put out and sit in front of City Hall and forced to wear a T-shirt to gunpoint saying, I don't take care of my kids. That's male and female.
I mean, can I add a perspective to that, too? Can I add a perspective to that? To me, it's as simple as this. Okay, you, the men, right? I'm talking to the men. You out there, you're eating every day. Your water is on, your electricity is on, you have clothes, and you go a period of time not knowing whether your child ate. Your head hits that pillow at the end of the night, and you don't know whether your child had a good meal or not. That's a problem.
Yep.
That's a problem. So it's no excuse. Now, if you're trying, if you're that man who's out there and you're trying and you're calling and, you know, you're doing all that and your children's mother is just not, you know, filling you because you ain't dicking her down no more or whatever the case may be, then that's a different story for a different day and via another show, right? But if you don't even know, if I ask you, did your child eat tonight and you don't know, that's a problem. My youngest daughter's father, and this is recent, my youngest daughter's father, he lives in Philly. I live in Chester. And one thing I don't do is it's not my responsibility to make sure that you have a relationship with your daughter. Either you do or you don't. We good. She loved me. I wake up to her every morning. So he, you know, got a car. Okay, fine. He was sending his little, you know, $75 every couple weeks or so. Okay, fine. But then you come to Chester, and then my phone don't ring, but you want to tell people that you don't see your daughter? Then you take a picture and post it on social media, and my phone don't ring. And then...
What an update.
So my reply to his post was, you was in Chester? Cool. I'm good. Block them from everything. Block them from all my social medias. Block them from calling my phone. Block them because guess what? It's not my responsibility to make sure that you have a relationship with your daughter. The only time you talk to your daughter is when I call you for you to talk to her, then that's a problem. If you don't call and say, hey, how's my daughter doing? Can I talk to her? And then I got her own phone, so you didn't have to call me no more. You don't have to call me. Call her phone.
Then you've done that.
I'll pay the bill. I'll pay the bill. Just don't call me. Call her.
Yep.
You couldn't even do that. But then you rode from Philly to Chester, however long you take, on the highway. You didn't ring my phone and say, hey, I'm going to be in. Even if I said, no, fuck you, suck a dick, you still call and ask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just want to say for the record that the most foulest mouth, most disgusting person on this line did not say the word dick. I want my roses. I've been well behaved today. All these positive energy people are just cutting up tonight. Yes, I love it. I love it. Hot damn, the word dick flew out and it wasn't Hakim. Hot damn. I'll write this down on my calendar.
Hey. Let me find out if you're one of those Hakim. You could do something 2 million times. The one time somebody else do it, you got to point it out,
listen.
Write it down, and announce it to the world.
Yes, ma'am. You know why? Because I'm tired of at the end of every show, like, damn, you got some nasty ass foul mouth. And I'm, yeah, that's who I am. I'm an asshole. What do you want from me? But hey, listen, continue, ladies. This is, you know, I have a comment here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to say this person's name, but they said, ladies, we do have options. You do not have to give birth nor keep this man's baby. Birth control, pull out, abortion, adoption. And that's in regards to these goofy-ass baby fathers.
Okay, and who's supposed to make that decision?
Mm-hmm.
Who's supposed to make that decision whether, because first and foremost, when you decide to lay down with somebody, you know the consequences of it. So if a female gets pregnant because both people decided not to use protection, they have to take whatever comes along with it, the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they
just
could,
because...
Just for clarity, we're not talking about, hey, I went to a party, met a guy, or I hooked up with somebody. We're talking, because that's the part that needs to be clear, because sometimes... kids are produced out of relationships that just didn't work.
Right.
Right? And then it was that, we linked up and I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's...
I was going to say, because my children's fathers, I was married. So let's say that for the record. This wasn't somebody I was just a fly by night. I was married and it didn't work out. I swear to you, I cannot make this up, and I'm going to probably put this in my next book. It was as if as soon as I said I was pregnant, like a switch was flipped, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, I got a dissociative identity disorder. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a drug addict. Oh, yeah, by the way, I swear to God, I can't make this shit up. I swear to God. It was the minute I said I was pregnant, I'm pregnant. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a fucked up individual. Sorry for you. Sucks for you to be pregnant by me right now. Everything was good until the minute I got pregnant. So I have to thank you for clarifying that, Hakim, because every situation is not a fly-by-night, and I hate the fact that people use abortion as an option for birth control, because at the end of the day, the woman's body is going through
beforehand?
That. Yeah, well, what happens, what happens beforehand? And, oh, child, this is a whole, Yep. See, and that's the thing is that
pregnant, I mean, if she chooses to keep the baby, then step up. They know, oh, well, I didn't want it anyway. Now, what we did to get here, so now this is the hand that you're dealt. Let's get it together. You know, I'm pretty sure nobody didn't have that conversation beforehand, like, oh, okay, we're going to mess around and have unprotected sex, but if you get pregnant, you're on your own. They probably sold a whole bunch of dreams and was there. And some people, and like I said earlier in the show, some people, when they have to do it and it's their shit, they run away. They get scared. That pressure cracks them and breaks them. Because for some, it's easy to be a setback. Because
yeah.
Now you're showing off. Because it's not your responsibility.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because stepdads ain't getting enough love in this here conversation. And, on behalf of the stepdad congregation and as well as a devout father. You know, some stepdads, you know, of course that should still count too, right? The dad is just not doing shit. He's either dead, in jail. We're almost at 300 homicides in Philly. So there's a lot of dads that ain't going to be there, right? But women who were single mothers, they need a guy. He's a good guy. He loves her and loves the kids, whatever, right? He's contributing. He's helping her buy Pampers. He's helping her do everything, right? That doesn't change the idea that she's not a single mother.
Yes, it does. I'm sorry.
No, what I'm asking is the same rules that apply to a father who's contributing, does it apply to the stepdad or the new boyfriend or the whoever is filling that role?
I would say absolutely. I would say it's at the discretion of the mother, because the thing about that is it has to be consistent. So the same way, if you step up as a stepfather and you're saying, you know, you want to, you know, puff yourself out and say, these are my kids, then that means if the situation doesn't work out with us, are you still going to be available for my children?
And that's where the different lies in it.
Yeah.
If he's still going to be there, you know, if he's one of those stepdads like Hakim, where even if it don't work
he's
with the mother,
there,
he's still being that father, and she can still call you,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pitch in, that's where the different lies in.
Yep.
Because it's consistency.
So,
it's
okay.
A continuation thing. It's not, oh,
gotcha.
We mess around, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and then now it's over, I'm out.
Yeah, you break up with me, you break up with the kids too. No, I'm a single mother. So, yeah, I mm-hmm. thank you for asking that question, because that's important.
Yeah, because I've lived that life many times over. And I don't want that to get, because there's a few brothers who are listening on the line tonight, and I know one is married, another one is engaged, and they love their woman's children like they are their own, and they're contributing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm also glad that y'all added, if the relationship goes bad, they would, you know, everything changes if there's a dissolvement of all the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, this has been fun. So you, deadbeat dads, you have been put on notice. I can't protect y'all. I can protect some of you. Some brothers I'm going to stand up for, but deadbeat dads, nah. All right, we've got about 5 minutes of the show, Queen. You got any further questions? where we can start making our closing arguments of this case of single mother versus the single woman?
I mean, I think it's down to the closing arguments, and if you guys have any announcements or anything, I also want Nazia to be able to plug herself so people can know how to follow her, not just the author part, but the blog and, you know, everything else that she has going on.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. So, so Nazia Ejigemi, I'm an author. I am a writer. I'm a CEO of also, I told you guys, I rebranded No More Trauma Consulting, so it is now called Queen Embrace. I'm actually in the middle, smack dab in the middle of writing an ebook. It's called Position Yourself, and it is a step-by-step guide to releasing the queen within for the sisters, and it's going to come with a workbook. I'm going to also launch an online course via Zoom. It's going to be a 5-week course where we go over the workbook and the ebook together, where we actually get the work done. I'm going to have guest people come in and work with some things individually. So just wanted to throw that out there. You can find me on social media at Nazia_Ejigemi on Instagram, and then Queen_Embrace is the company, and I'll be launching other things about Position Yourself, the online course as well.
I love it.
Any shout-out,
Hakim? Oh, yeah. I want to shout out Ms. Nazia for coming on and shining her light as always. Did you want to do something, Ms. Nazia, about your book while we have you on here?
Yes. So, you know, you guys know I love Queen Vi Reality Talk, and I love Vi, and I love Mr. Hakim. And so I announced the book first on Queen Vi Show, so I wanted to give a book giveaway tonight. So the giveaway is going to be for the person, Hakim, I think you let me know who asked the question first or whatever the case may be.
Well, the question came in first from Ms. Dopeness. So, Ms. Dopeness,
yes,
you have won yourself a book.
Yay, congratulations, Ms. Dopeness. So if you can send your information to Mr. Hakim, I will ship your book out tomorrow, actually.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I'm so shocked. I was not expecting to give away a book tonight. Oh, wow. Good Lord. See that? See that? You tune in and you get yourself some free shit when you're calling up there. See?
Yes, and it is a good read. You absolutely will not be disappointed. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for having me. I love coming on with y'all. No problem. It's always a blast when you come. Like, we have some repeat guests that always brings it when they come, so we enjoy, you know, when you come by, because we know you're going to have something to add to it. Thank you.
And I don't know why, but I feel it in my bones. Nazi will probably be mad at me, but I got a feeling someone's going to sponsor another free giveaway soon, so I don't know. That's just a little some little something just whispered that in my ear. So
a little birdie, huh?
But yeah, Queen. A little birdie. All right, Queen. It's about that time.
Okay. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thank you for your participation, for listening, for interacting with us, and your questions. Also, again, thank Nazia for coming on. We can't wait to have her on again. Thank you to my co-host, Hakim Luba, for all the work that he put in behind the scenes and on the show. Make sure you're following our social media pages, Queen Vi's Reality Talk on Facebook. We do have the Queen Reality Talk Network group. If you want to be added, then let us know. We can also share it on a page so you guys can join in the conversation that we'll be talking about. Queen of Live Reality Talk on Instagram and Queen of Live Reality T on Twitter. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.